They got our views and our concern at the meeting last week with the minister and the Department of Petroleum Officers. And we are telling the government to meet all the outstanding commitments which they have during the UBSA meeting at Kokopo, Rabaul.
That's the entire landowner identification process, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. For H, Jua and Angore, those projects are the new projects that they have to meet everything that they have promised them to give to them, including us, including portion 152 at Papa Lea Lea, or they call it Napa Napa, where the gas plant is. What we are trying to say is we are telling the government, if you don't meet, you meet them up, or if you don't, we are closing up the project. We are closing up the project maybe after 14 days. We are giving them 14 days ultimatum.
How will you close the project?
We are flying back to the village where the project areas are, and we are definitely shutting down, mobilizing everybody and then walking to them.
What does the government have to do in that time to stop that from happening?
The LNG shipment has been gone, and there's nothing as yet eventuated. The promised commitment has yet to be eventuated, so we have to receive that.
I thought that the government and the landowners were going through a process of alternative dispute resolution to identify who the royalty should be paid to. Is that right?
There are a number of PDL licensed areas from Juha to Portion 152 along the pipeline statement for the gas PNG LNG. So as for Gobe, they have to give it to us. They cannot include the whole project and put them in one group and then categorize all of us in that group. Now, we have some of the projects, like for Gobe, we have finalized everything, and now we are trying to receive what is due to us from the government.
What about those landowners who are in areas that haven't been finalized? Are they doing the same as you?
They are now going through that process, ADR process, alternate resolution, dispute resolution, ADR. They're now going through that process led by his owner, Kantakasi, Ambank Kantakasi. He's the chairman of the ADR process and in the national court system now.
So you're saying that the landowners from the portions that have already been identified should be paid now?
That's right. That's right. That's right. They have to pay us. Whoever is already benefited, they should give us the money. They can't wait. They can't wait because we cannot be put in one basket and then dragged along with that, because some of us are ready to get the money.